Okay, so I have a request. Party. Fogelbeast asked me to talk about closed eye teleport. And I don't think that'll take too long, so I'm just gonna make this whole thing about teleporting. I mentioned it in yesterday's video, I think. I did that video like a bunch of times, audio a bunch of times. So I don't know exactly what I put in. I just re-listened to it, but still I don't have 100% idea of what is all in there. So, and I mentioned that teleporting, I wouldn't put it with all of the other easy dream controls like fire or anything like that. And I'm not saying they're all easy. Some of them are more difficult for some people. But the fact that you're changing your dream scene around you to another thing, from what it is to another thing, you're basically rejecting the reality around you. So it is very, I wouldn't say advanced, because I told you that advanced are very, very difficult things to do. But it is, it takes a different mindset than the others. How's that? And the reason I started working really hard on teleporting was because I worked really hard on flying. And then I realized how sucky flying is compared to teleporting. And I'm not big on being able to do something once and then that saying that I can do that thing. So it really frustrates me whenever, like, frustrated me whenever I was flying, because I would fly perfectly fine one dream, and then the next dream I would have so much trouble. And then what happened was one dream I accidentally teleported. So when I'm talking about it being hard to do something, I'm not talking about it being hard to do it one time. I'm talking about a consistent method of being able to do something. And I worked very hard on finding a method that works good for me, and that is the closed eye method. It works really well. I still like to teleport a lot of different ways for fun. I haven't really mastered any of the methods except for the closed eye teleport. But, and I've got a thread out called Fun, Easy, Difficult Ways for Teleporting. I will link to that. I keep saying I'm going to link to stuff that I don't. I will put all the links and their subscriptions and stuff in there soon. I haven't had a lot of time on my computer. It's hard to link to things when I'm not on the computer. So I get a little behind on things, which I'm sorry about that. But hey, I'm doing these audios and I haven't been super late on any of them. I was only like 30 minutes away from being late the other night, though. I posted that one like 11:30. This one's probably gonna be posted like in the morning when I rise. In the morning when I rise, just give me Jesus. Okay. Oh, hey. Let me pause this for a second. Sorry, I played it without my mic on, so it doesn't sound that quite. I mean, I know my audio isn't great, my audio quality, but it's a lot better with these headphones on, with the mic on. So, you want to teleport because it's so much better than flying. It really is. It's because the instantaneousness of it is just amazing. Like, so I tried to teleport for a long time. Now, what happened was, is I started finding a bunch of different ways to teleport, because my goal was just to get to places, and I didn't want to fly anymore. I wanted to try to teleport, because it's pretty hard to fly to places, actually. So I tried most every method, you know, doorway, turning around, Lark, there's a lot of methods, but I don't want to list them all off. I've got them all listed on that Fun, Easy, Difficult Ways to Teleport, so you just go there if you want to see a list of them. And I did well with all of them, and, like, basically for a while, I just, whenever I became lucid, I would just be like, meh, I'll try and teleport, and I came up with a way in dream to teleport most every time. And two of the methods are probably the most efficient, and one of them is the closed eye, and the other one is the four, I think it's called slip space. I can't remember what I labeled it as. I'll double check the label on it later. So, the closed eye teleport, and there's a bunch of different ways to do it, but the basic idea is that you just close your eyes and imagine that you're somewhere else. You know, kick your heels 3 times, say there's no place like home. Sorry, I live in Kansas, so, you know, I get all those annoying quotes for Wizard of Oz all the time, so. But either way, we've got close your eyes and just imagine another place. And just, I wouldn't say, like, slam your eyes closed and don't pay attention to your eyes being closed. You kind of just want to forget about where you were and think about where you are. And think about the place that you're trying to think of. Don't think about it as a teleportation, but think of it as realizing where you're at. And that's one of the methods. I've just recently found another method to teleport that actually might be a little better, especially for people that wake up when they close their eyes. Generally, I wouldn't say that you wake up when you close your eyes unless you have a problem. But what happens is you start thinking about your eyes whenever you're waking up. Like, a lot of times I'll start feeling my eyes being heavy, and I'll start blinking all the time in my dream. And I think that's because you're waking up. And so what I do is sometimes just tear my eyes out, or just close my eyes and teleport, or just really just ignore it, which also works pretty well. And with this, it's really simple, because if you've ever wilded or de-isleded before, you know what it's like. So you want to have that idea. If you're not just like closing your eyes and thinking of a different place, if you want a feeling to expect as well, expect the wild transition feeling. Because when you're in a dream, it feels like you're in real life. So just imagine that transition feeling. And I did that one time. I woke up in a dream, thought I was awake. I laid my head down, and I imagined the wild transition. Because I was just trying to wild while in dream. And so that is one of the best. Because then I teleported, and I actually did a task of the month. Oh my gosh, that was so long ago. That was November 2012. Holy crap! Oh my. Oh my. Yeah, that's crazy. Anyways, sorry. I just had a reality check of time. Anyway, so that one worked great, and I didn't develop that till way far after that, but I like that idea. And the reason this works so well is because, say you wake up and it's a false awakening, it's really dark in your room, and you can't really move out of bed very much, right? You're not in a place that you can even accomplish your goals sometimes. You just close your eyes and go back to sleep. Wild transition right out. Or you feel yourself waking up, just close your eyes. And so even if it's a false awakening, you will just teleport away. If you wake up fully, then it's just, you're fine. If you have a chance of de-isled, you'll just have that as well. Like, it is really good. Like, just when you wake up, try to teleport away. That's what I do every time I wake up now. I didn't do it in my last two dreams on this, but I try to do it every time. See, that's what I was saying earlier about when you try to... I try to do things every time. I don't do things every single time something happens. I try to, though. A lot of them really help. One of them is every time you wake up, just try to wild real fast. Quick wild. Just teleportation. Sometimes I'll just lay down in the grass where I'm at. Sometimes I'll just close my eyes. And there's a bunch of other different ways to teleport. That one is by far the best because of how it kills false awakenings. It kills whenever you are having troubles moving. Like, say your way of teleporting is usually to go through doors and there's a dream character that's holding you. One time I had a dream that my wife was just had her arms around me and I couldn't move. When I woke up, my wife had her arms around me because that's how we were sleeping at the time. You know? So you have those things and you just don't want it to adhere your lucid dreaming. Just close your eyes. Go somewhere else. And the problem, as I said, is the fact that people think that they're going to wake up when they close their eyes. You're probably going to be fine. I had a task of the month a while ago that was close your eyes for 10 seconds and then open them without waking up. And I think it's very good for you to try to do stuff like that. I think there's a lot of things that are good to try and do in a lucid dream that may potentially be hazardous, but if you can get past these roadblocks, you'll be a better lucid dreamer because of it. You can do anything you want in a lucid dream. Except you can't have sex with dream characters, you wake up, or close your eyes, you wake up, or get excited, you wake up, and we have this list of things. So, you know, I try to just ignore all of those and think of it. You get excited all the time in a normal dream, and you don't wake up. There's no reason for you to wake up in a lucid dream. All right. So these type of things you really want to get over. You want to get over your eyes in a dream. That's why I take them out. I don't have eyes in a dream. So I thought of this method a little while ago, and it is very helpful for those of you that want to be able to do this, but every time you close your eyes, you do wake up, and it is a problem. And this is, I call it seeing to the next dimension. It's not on my list of ways to teleport. I haven't been meaning to add it. Whenever you, oh man, alright, I think the television idea works best. Whenever you're watching TV, you're perfectly fine. You can just, like, you're just watching TV, having a great time, but then you notice that glare, right? And now you're not watching television, you're watching the lamp next to the to you. And you're like, this is retarded. And so now you have to turn the lamp off, even though for an hour before that, you were perfectly fine. Right? So one of the ways that I really like to teleport is to see through where you're at and see something else, right? Just one small thing and say, oh man, it looks like I'm looking at that, but I'm not. It just like shifted. So it's kind of like the rejecting where you're at and just switching to another one. But it's a little bit different because both places still exist. And you can exist on two planes at the same time, but you can choose to ignore one and move to the other. Meditation really helps with dream control in that way, that you can choose to ignore something and switch to another thing. And so, like, if you want to do that, think of that as a little homework. All right, so I really have no idea where I'm at. I went to work for a long time, like 20 minutes there, without being any, you know, doing anything. I'm pretty sure I covered most everything for the closed eye teleport. So I'm gonna talk, oh, and then I talked about the shifting dimensions. Oh, I'll talk about teleporting. I don't know exactly what it's called. I probably should look it up, but whatever. I'm doing these on the fly. You want them every day, you don't get them all researched. So this one was something that happened in a non-lucid dream that turned lucid, mainly because of the slip space. And then it turned non-lucid again, but then I went back to the teleporting technique because it's so fun and easy and great. And this is one of the best ones. I do have it on the fun, easy, and difficult ways to teleport, but it is probably the best thing ever. It's fun and it's difficult. I don't know if it's difficult. I've never had much issues with it, but that's because I took it from a non-lucid dream. And so what happened was in the non-lucid dream, I noticed a tear in the dimension, just like a tiny little tear, right? And I noticed, because there was green confetti shooting out of it, and it just didn't make any sense to me, so I thought this has to be a tear in the dimensions. If I jump into that, I can go to whatever dimension I want. And then I used it to go to a few different dimensions, but then a me from a different dimension took me to our dream dimension, which is the only dimension that we share. And so, like, that was when I realized I was dreaming. And I ended up, like, I know that you guys, some of you guys are like, this is, that's not really knowing you're a dream. But it was so vivid and aware that I 100% knew I was in a dream and that I could do anything I wanted. I just also thought that dream character was real. But either way, so that idea, you find a tear in the dimension. Now, here's the thing. You can't see a tear in the dimension. You have to find it. And that's a big problem. But once you found one, you'll realize that they're everywhere. And I can't explain what it looks like because it's not a physical thing. So it's really hard to explain. But I would recommend checking that one out. It's really good. And then there's 3D... what is it? 3D warping, which is turning slowly, or basically... You have to think of it, and you don't really have to think of it. Just think of yourself in a different, like, plane where if you turn around, you can move faster than if you go straight. Like, say you see something off in the distance, right? So as you turn around slowly, you're making more headway than if you were walking straight. So I call it 3D warping because as you're doing it, it looks like you're just warping through time and space, and then you land in the place where you thought you were going to land. It's really cool. But you just have to think of it like that the dimensions are twisted a little bit, so turning makes you go further forward than going forward it would. I don't know if that makes sense to you guys, but it made sense to me, and it was one of the first... It's not really teleporting. It's more like it's just speeding a little bit. I don't know. It normally, I just go with that one to places I can see. Closed eye one, you can go anywhere. The dimensional one, as I said, you might get caught up in the... You might get caught up in the dream because you are finding a tear. Anytime you're using a dream control that is controlled by the dream, you have a chance of getting lost in the dream a little bit. And I'm not trying to throw a bad scheme at you. The chance is small depending on how you use it, or if, like, you're in... For instance, if you, like, grab a dream gun and you start shooting people with it, that's not going to take much of it. But if you start using teleporters or video games as a way to teleport or anything like that, you have a chance of forgetting that you're in a dream and thinking that you're in a video game. Something like that. Does that make sense? Or instead of thinking that you're in a dream, you start thinking that you're in a dream dimension. I don't know how I just got into reverse. That was weird. So that's just, I don't know, observations. Random observations from me. I'm pretty much done with this one. I just kind of wanted to move it up to 15 minutes. And then I... thought of something I wanted to say, and then I forgot about it. So I'm going to end it here. I don't know if this one's all excited or not. I'll have to redo it if it's not, but I'm hoping it sounds great and it's wonderful. And teleporting is just one of the best ways. If you can get teleporting down, then you can go anywhere you want. And that, oh man, see, and I just thought of something else to tell you, but it takes too much time. We're good with how much time we are. I might do another thing on dream control tomorrow. Okay, bye.